We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Simen Resh Tzadeh Hei. We are concluding the first sif. The words of the Ramah, it says that Avol Oimrim V'yitin Lecha. We were discussing last time about the reciting of Ahinoam and when it's not recited, various reasons and customs behind it. And we always recite V'yitin Lecha. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses this. It says Shehim Sukim Shel Bracha B'tchilas Mehashvua. This tefillah, which is a beautiful tefillah, in fact, in the art scroll, it says that, quoting the Siddur Avos Yisrael, that V'yitin Lecha has seven topics. Bracha, blessing, Geula, redemption, Yeshua, salvation. The fourth section is Das Hashem, the knowledge of God, Pidyon, rescue, Hifuch Tzara, the transformation of distress to relief. And then the seventh is Shalom, is peace. Very beautiful tefillos that are recited at the end of Shabbos. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that this is really bracha b'tchilas mi'ashvua. It's a form of bracha. Now, there are some people that actually have the custom to say v'yitin lecha, such as in our shul. And some communities, for whatever reason, v'yitin lecha is not said. But it's brought down also in the Art Scroll Siddur that in some communities it's customary for individuals to recite them at home after Havdalah. So if you're in a community that V'yitin Lecha, for whatever reason, is not said in Shul, which again is not our custom, it doesn't mean that it's not said. You're supposed to say it at home after Havdalah. Of course, also, you're not Yotze, it's not like Chazar Sashatz. When it comes to the Shliach Tzibor, who is reciting V'yitin Lecha, everyone else should be saying it as well. So it's certainly suggested and recommended highly that one should try to take advantage of this beautiful, beautiful tefillah. So it's brought down furthermore in the Sefer Tamei HaMenhagim. If in fact the last section is about Shalom, so if you recall, really that's not the last section of Yitin Lecha. The last section is a Kapitel Tehillim. We say Shir Malos. So what is the significance of throwing that in there, if it's in fact really not part of the seven? So it says on the bottom, in again the Sefer Tamei HaMenhagim, the Tam Sheomrim Achakach Shir Hamalos Asher Kol Yorei, it says all those who fear Hashem, Shehu Lahazir Es Bnei Adam B'Tchilas Mehashvua. This is for us to be at alert during the beginning of our work week. Sheasku B'Emuna B'Mas V'Mal. Because as Shabbos is ending, when you cannot do work, now we can do work for the next 6 days. So the beginning of the Shir HaMaalos, it tells us, it's referring to a person that does, that works. When a person toils and works with their hands, then it will be something in which will be praiseworthy and blessed. Now, what does that mean? It's referring to v'lo min ha-gezel, v'lo min ha-gneva. Yehaseh yegia kapecha, your own toil, with your work, so that which you have is only based on your efforts, not because you took anything which didn't belong to you, you didn't do anything incorrectly in business. So this is a reminder, if you will, by reciting this Kapitel Tehillim at the beginning of our work week, so we should be aware of how to conduct ourselves during work. He says, V'imata osakin, if a person does this, Ashrech v'tovlach olam haba, then a person will be praised and also be good for them in the world to come, as well as in olam hazeh, in this world as well. And continues the words of the Mechaber, still in this same simon, Mavdil shliach tzibor k'dei l'hotzi mi she'en lo yayin. We're familiar, of course, that in addition to the Havdalah service which we have in our own homes, we also make Havdalah in Shul. And the significance, the reason why we do this, for some people that they don't have wine. They're not able to make Havdalah, they're not going to make Havdalah for whatever reason in their home, so this way they can fulfill the mitzvah by listening intently to the one who is making Havdalah in the Shul. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah discusses this further, and he says that if you in fact do have wine at home, it's better that one should make Havdalah in their home. And he gives the following reason, so that you can fulfill the mitzvah on behalf of all those who are present in your home, which would imply, if let's say a person would be by themselves, there really is not such an inyan necessarily to make Havdalah in one's home, because there's no one else there. So one certainly could also fulfill their mitzvah by listening to the Havdalah in the shul, even if there may be wine in the person's home. The Ramah then says, "V'nohagu l'omar l'hazkir Eliyahu hanavi b'motzi Shabbos v'spal shiyavo v'vasreinu ha'geula." We begin to mention the redemption. Mashiach should come, Eliyahu Navi should come, and it's somehow connected for some reason to Motzi Shabbos. What is the reason for that? Why all of a sudden are we mentioning Eliyahu HaNavi, and there are different songs that pertain to it? Those who have Malav HaMalch, which we'll discuss at a later time, there are songs about Eliyahu HaNavi. Why at this particular point? So in this, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara in Erevin. He says that Muftach Lehen L'Yisrael Shein Eliyahu Ba Lo Be'arvi Shabbosos V'lo Be'arvi Yomim Tovim. Says that Eliyahu will not come, not on Erev Shabbos and not on Erev Yom Tov, and we may not like this reason, we may not care, we'd prefer he'd come anytime, as soon as possible. It says, Mipnei HaTorach, because of the troubles, that because on Erev Shabbos we're so busy toiling and working to prepare for Shabbos, so for Eliyahu Navi to come would be an inconvenience for Klal Yisrael. Halavai, we should have such an inconvenience. V'al kein anu mispalin, and therefore only on Saturday night we begin to mention this. Kivan she'avar ha'Shabbos yachalavo she'avo v'yavasrein. So says the Tur, that this is the first opportunity, again, that Eliyahu should be able to come, and that he should come quickly. So that concludes this Simen Reish Tzadihe. The next couple of minutes, we're going to continue with Simen Reish Tzadivav, which is entitled Dini Havdalah Al Hayayin. So now we're going to actually discuss some of the intricate details about Havdalah. We'll just discuss the first sentence over here in the Bechaber. Seder Havdalah, Yayin Besamim Ner Havdalah. B'simanach Yavn. Of course, we're familiar with the order, that first we make a bracha on the wine, and then on the Besamim, and then afterwards on the Ner, and then the last, Havdalah, the Baruch Hamadol, we make the Baruch at the very end. And there's discussion exactly the significance to why this is. Actually, it's brought down in the Gemara and Brachos, the dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether or not one should make the Baruch on the wine first, which is, of course, which is our Pesach, this is what we do. According to the opinion of Beis Shammai, he felt that Havdalah should be said first. The significance of the Yayin is something which comes more often. And Tadr, Vashenu Tadr, Tadr Kodem, we make the bracha on the wine which comes more often, which is the same significance of why by Kiddush we also make the bracha on the wine before Mekadesh HaShabbos. But regardless, this is the din. And just to share with you one thought in the Mishnah Berurah, it says, Seder Havdalah, Hini HaRambam Sever the Mitzvah Havdalah Hi Dvar Torah Kmo Kiddush. We know that Friday night, at least, when it comes to the Kiddush, that's D'oraisa, the Torah obligation to make Kiddush on Friday night. So too, the Rambam says there's an obligation, mid-D'oraisa, Torah-bound obligation, to make Havdalah. Why? Where do we find anywhere in the Torah that there's a Torah obligation to make Havdalah? V'hu v'chlal zachar es yom ha'Shabbos l'kadsho. Shesarach lizkaroso l'kadsho ben b'chnisoso ben b'tziyoso. Since it mentions that you have to acknowledge Shabbos and to sanctify it, that not only does it mean, according to the Rambam, when Shabbos enters, but also when Shabbos ends. B'chnisa, b'kiddush, b'tziya, b'havdalah. So we acknowledge and distinguish that this day, beginning with Kiddush and ending it with the Havdalah. Lomar shehu muvdil b'kedusha b'rosh v'sov mishar yomim. That's different than other days. V'yesh omrim, there are those that disagree, including the Rabbi Manig says that medivri soifrim v'asmuchu hakra. He says that really Havdalah is only rabbinic. Of course, we still have to make Havdalah. V'sarach liyos gamkin b'kos k'mo b'kiddush. All the laws of the cup is similar to Kiddush. That doesn't make a difference. V'im hivdil b'tfilah. If we make Havdalah in tfilah, which is our custom, l'kuli alma Havdalah al kos d'rabbanim. You've definitely fulfilled your Torah obligation, even according to the opinion of the Rambam, and the Kiddush that you would make on the cup, even according to him, would be merely d'rabbanim.